our heroes are back with a daring plan to finally gain more than just a foothold in the city. But it all hinges on them revealing Catalina's identity to the Duke's Rebellion, who they are not sure is entirely trustworthy. I see absolutely no way that this could go wrong for them.
All right. We last left off. You guys were going to go to the Duke's Rebellion to convince them to side with you against the Gravediggers. Catalina is coming with you to, in disguise. She will reveal herself at an opportune moment if it presents itself. Do you guys have anything you want to do before you go? Anything you want to declare? Any information you want to gather?
Are we having her wear the bracelet and
yes.
then undo it? Okay. That would be the only thing to declare, is that she does indeed have it.
Yes, she is doing that. She is not purposely sabotaging your plan by walking in as Catalina. She looks like a general member of the populace. There's nothing remarkable about her in her disguise. You know, she is extra five.
Trying to think if there's anything specific. I don't think so. I think I'm good.
What's the name of your friend in the Duke's Rebellion, Vinny? Or Sigrithur?
I want to say it was...
Victor.
Yes, Victor. I do have it written down.
All right.
Adriana is the leader of the Duke's Rebellion.
Yes. You guys spend some time downtime waiting till evening where you know that they are meeting, since their most recent headquarters was burned down in a guard raid. You make your way to a different part of town that is falling apart in the same way the area of town around the Vagabond Bog Tavern was. You find an equally falling apart tavern as the Vagabond Bog Tavern. Man, I hate you guys for naming it that. It's like as bad as the Grove. I can remember the name, but it's like a tongue twister every time. You find another tavern, though, that seems very similar. It looks like headquarters being burned down on them is not a rare occurrence or an uncommon thing that has happened to them. They know how to scatter to the wind and rebuild pretty quickly, it looks like, since it's been only a couple weeks since you've last seen them. You guys enter the tavern. What do you do?
I think if I see Adriana, I'm going.
Have you met Adriana?
I don't think I've personally met her.
On episode, Neostra is the only one currently who's met her.
Oh.
Okay.
There was the damsel in distress that Cormac saved, right?
Yeah, that was Elisa. She was with the Outlaw Theater. She wasn't,
oh, okay.
like, high up with the Duke's Rebellion.
The Outlaw Theater is the front for them, so yeah. It's not everyone's in it.
Yeah.
But she could be here, you don't know.
Okay, so she's like, visibly there, though?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Trying to decide. Yeah. Okay. So I think we'll just like walk up as a group then and just kind of look around and go, well, you seem to have not gone. It's not too bad that your whole place was burned down and you were scattered to the wind.
I mean, it is not the first time that has happened to us.
Is it not? The first time?
It's not. The guards have not been good since the Duke met an untimely demise. So we're kind of used to this. We are not what they would consider on the up and up.
Wait, hang on. I got a question.
Yes.
So this group existed before the Duke died?
No, they were saying the guards sucked after the Duke died.
Oh, okay.
She's saying the guards have been terrible since the Duke died.
Gotcha. Okay, I thought... For some reason, I thought she was saying, like, the guards have been worse since the Duke died to their group. I'm like, that doesn't make sense, because the group didn't exist.
No, okay, they've just been, in general, worse since the Duke died.
I'm with you now. I understand.
So what is, like, the goal? Like, if you keep getting places burned down, constantly at odds with the guards, city besieged, like, what is, you know, like, not 5-year plan necessarily, but, you know, kind of, what is the plan?
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah. Dead, I assume. Like,
and he said the same thing 5 years ago.
If we're unlucky, yeah, dead. I mean, our hope right now is to get rid of all these terrible tyrants and run them out of town, whether that's bog lurchers or
Señor Santiago or whatever despot comes next.
What about Catalina? Surely that should be her job, no?
I mean, she kind of sucks. Look at her. She's on the throne. She gives pigs to once a month. Do you think that can feed all of us for even a meal? You look around at a relatively large, or she gestures around to a relatively full tavern.
Oh, no, but I mean, the city is under siege. What, only one person can do so much.
Yeah, but she seems to be doing so much for her friends and sycophants and not for those like us.
What if somebody else were on the throne? Somebody who could continue the Duke's legacy.
I mean, we have the Duke's legacy here.
In spirit, though.
I mean, that would be good, but I'm also concerned that we keep going back, and what happens when another tyrant comes, or they birth a tyrant?
Well, okay,
you kill
so,
them.
See,
so here,
that's what I'm saying, though. Why do the kill them step when we could just not put them on the throne?
Well, and that's the question. Is, okay, you run people off. What is the next step, according to you?
Well, I've heard of another country that is, everyone is a noble, and everyone gets a vote in Parliament. I don't remember what in-world they call it.
In this game, is, like, France rolling heads at this point? Is that, like, happening?
French Revolution is not happening yet. It is pre-French Revolution, but getting close. And you guys are on the border of France, so...
We sure are.
But she is referencing Austria-Hungary, whatever it is in this, the...
Would that be Eisen?
No, it's the...
I know Eisen was more Germany, but...
It's the Commonwealth one. Smartian Commonwealth.
All right. Well, I mean, that's... at this point, this is strictly hypothetical. We did want to let you know that we did go out and we did find the monsters that have been attacking wagons up north.
And they are taken care of?
They are taken care of.
Well, sort of they're our friends now in a way, you know, like they're attacking the bog lurchers. That is only a good thing. I'm hoping that werewolf attacks make bog lurchers not so much like being here.
I think that was a good way of taking care of two problems with one stone.
Of course it was. We're very smart.
I'm beginning to see that. I think you guys will fit mostly in here with the Duke's Rebellion.
Okay, so your name is Duke's Rebellion, and you're telling me, oh, we are going to make everyone a noble. And this is in concept not an idea that I am necessarily opposed to, but there is a practicality that must be discussed. You do not have enough swords, I am guessing.
That is... a bleak but fair assessment of us. There's a reason.
Let us be bleak. Yeah, no one who's currently calling themselves the royalty of this city is going to just go, oh yeah, you can have it. You've convinced me. That is not going to happen. You will have to take this city. So, this becomes my question now, right? You need friends, I believe. People who can work with you on this goal, who are not the town's guard. Or Señor Santiago... or Catalina, who is, you know, who we assume is Catalina, you will need other people. And you will need something to rally around, no?
I mean, that is why we chose the name the Duke's Rebellion. Symbolism is important.
He, like, looks around the sort of, like, decrepit, starving bard going, like, is not enough.
She, like, does that, like, arguing in her head, moving her head back and forth. Fair.
So, let me first make this suggestion. While doing our job, we may have met the gravediggers, yes?
Yes, those...
scum, you might say.
Scum, that's a nice way of putting someone who's extorting the whole town. But sure, scum.
Yeah, they're definitely scum that wants to kill you as well. So, we were kind of hired to kill you by the gravediggers. You know, we accepted the job in the moment because we were, like, there under guard, so there wasn't, like, a no option.
She very casually just puts her hand like on the sword.
But we should tell them the whole story.
I'm listening.
They suspect that you might have raided one of their safe houses, and they wanted us to deal with you. But of course, we're not going to do that. We like you. They are terrible.
I agree. I like me too, and they do suck.
And I fully suspect if we had refused their job, they might have just killed us right there.
Not unlikely. They can just like murder you and stick you in a slab. Like, you are in like an underground graveyard at that point.
And the gravediggers are a faction who has quite a lot of swords.
And also a place to hide.
Yes. They have a very defensible position for sure.
So, here's what I see. I see them as an opportunity for cooperation. It just might need to be forced. Yes?
All right. So, I do not disagree, but you know the part where we just talked about they have more swords than us and a impenetrable fortress? Those are the sticking
points. I mean, we got in.
I mean, four people versus... I think forcing them is going to be more difficult than just being like, hey, open your door. We have 20 guys. I mean, we have more than 20 guys, but you know what I mean.
This does bring up another point. How many, like, able to fight and armed men do you have?
Do you think she's actually going to tell us that? That seems like, if she didn't trust us, why would she tell us that information?
Why don't you trust us?
I mean,
we did just tell her that we are contracted to kill her, that that's not a good...
And that we didn't kill her!
And we are not currently killing her! You woke up! We're trustworthy! If we weren't trustworthy, you'd be dead!
Dostor, you're very bad at making friends.
Yeah. It's practical, though.
I mean, also...
I guess technically I'm trying to make allies, not friends, but eh.
I mean, you could also just be bad at assassination and have botched that and be like, you woke up alive! You know?
That happens to be not the case.
Yeah, I mean, if I botched it, I would say the same thing.
No, I'm saying we've succeeded.
Tell that to the monster problem that solved itself.
Right, we've succeeded at multiple tricky, complex situations which involved cunning and swords. So I'd say we are, in fact, the folks that you want to listen to.
I'm just saying, cunning and good with swords does not mean trust. There are different meters. You have not given me the requisite amount of gifts every day for a week. I have not fallen in love with you.
But given our history and the knowledge that we have about a way to get into the gravediggers and that they do have a lot of swords, we are proposing an assassination.
Not a botched one, like with me.
We wouldn't be having this conversation if we were intending to kill you, with all due respect. So, we're proposing cut off the head of the Gravediggers Guild and join those forces underneath a new leader.
Who are you thinking this new leader would be? I don't think they're just going to be like, oh cool, you killed Magnus, let's follow Adriana. It doesn't seem like they're gonna go for that. I think they would promote one from within. Tell me when you guys want Coptalina to
step in. We're trying to figure it out, I think.
Yeah, I guess the first question is, like, do they know who we are? Like, have we told them that? I do not remember.
No, I don't think so. I don't think anyone knows who we are unless somehow they recognize us from something.
No.
Okay, I am unsure. Okay, now, Zach, I have a mechanic question for you. Is convincing them of this plan going to be a check?
I don't see a reason why it feels weird to make this, like, narrative argument mechanical.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine.
That's how I'm leaning, where it's like, these people have similar, but my, like, slightly different endpoints. So, like, they're receptive to listening to you, and I feel like making you roll dice where it just feels weird, especially when I don't know what happened when you fail.
But if we were, like, negotiating for specific things, then we might roll, because that would have, like, a number attached to it. Or, like, a success failure like, attached to it.
Right.
Okay.
Cool. And maybe I'll have you guys roll to see, like, how much they help in your plan.
Or like how trusting they are.
Right, where it's like, yeah. if you're like, this is what we want for the plan, it's like, you get two guys, that's it. Or if like, sure, they'll do full-scale siege with you on the Gravediggers.
That makes sense.
But the way the conversation's going, I think they are agreeable to helping you out, because they also hate the Gravediggers. Mm-hmm. So like, it's like a win-win-win-win for them right now, they're just not seeing how it goes.
Right.
Okay, are you guys cool with me doing a thing that kind of reveals who we are? I should have asked this beforehand, not right now. So when she asked that question, Yostroy's going to just kind of like pause and go, so I will tell you a story. And he like opens his hand and breathes fire out into the room. And it takes the shape of a dead body. And he goes, 5 years ago, the four of us were guards of the Duke. Some of his most favorite and close guards. And the four of us here are failures. We are the ones who initially found the body of the Duke dead. And I believe we were then sort of blamed for it. Not saying that I'm necessarily famous, but I don't know how many one-eyed Rusins? There were in this city at the time, but you know... They could do fire magic. But yeah, that one was me. Anyways, so we stumble upon the body of our dead Duke. We were immediately framed and we fled with who we kind of assumed was now our charge. His daughter, Catalina, who has been on a boat with us, sailing the seas, attempting to stop pirates for the past 5 years. Now, as you can imagine, this puts us in an awkward place. The image on the floor of, like, the fiery dead Duke switches to a boat that's, you know, like, sailing in circles. For years, we raised her and attempted to instill in her that ability to lead, particularly to lead those who decide battle is necessary into that battle. And to, yes, take on the responsibilities of, you know, that were once her father's. The tricky thing is, we come back only to find an imposter stands in her place, and the like, fiery image changes to a, like, woman throwing tiny pigs. And we find this fraud tossing pigs instead of an empty throne waiting for Catalina. Now, again, things are complicated. We assume the Duke was murdered, probably by whoever this fake Catalina is. And we assume that murderer is still here. But I have to guess that murderer is not you.
Well, that's a lot to process, but no, we did not murder the Duke.
I'm trusting that.
I see what you're doing by using the word trust. I get it.
So what this means is this.
I trust you didn't assassinate me? Is that what you want me to say?
You should, yes. I guess when I say we chose not to assassinate you, understand that the four of us are not four random bakers that showed up in your town and happened to be okay at things. We were hand-selected by the Duke to keep him from dying. Granted, we failed, but I'm guessing that failure was on an army scale, not one guy showing up.
I do want to point out, saying that you failed on preventing an assassination does not make me believe you could pull off one to kill me, but I see your point.
He gave us the day off! He gave us the night off!
Do you want us to try?
Why are you so stuck on this assassinating you thing? Do you do realize we specifically went up to the north to talk with the monsters to make sure that they are not going to be attacking wagons anymore as something that you asked us to do? That is the level of trust that we are asking you to now put into us.
All right, I'm sorry. It's just... not every day someone comes up and said I could kill you if I wanted to. I was taken a little aback. I apologize. That's on me. Continue on, Nostra.
If you do not know a lot of people that could kill you if you wanted to, we are going to be in martial trouble when it comes to fighting the entire town's guard.
They just usually don't point it out when they are meeting me for What is many of you the first time?
It's the second time for me. I'm the one that pointed it out. But it's okay. All right. So,
still, cultural faux pas. Maybe it's a difference between Urursans and Castilians, you know?
I think it's maybe a difference between me. I've been stuck on the boat for 5 years with the, you know...
3 years.
Is it three? Not five? Three. I thought it was five.
Yeah, because we only did 3 years of pregame.
Sorry, 3 years. It felt like five.
I can tell.
I've been nearly dying for multiple years. I don't think it... instills in one a lot of social niceties. But, be that as it may, I'm not here to be a social nicety person, unless you're interested in hearing a grim story about the nature of greed.
Would you call it like a grim fairy tale?
No, those guys are from Essen and they're hacks.
Eisen, but good try.
Eisen, what did I say?
Isn't.
It's the accent. It's definitely the accent. That's how everyone in Arisa says it.
So, how do I know what you're saying is true?
Well,
we have a Catalina on the throne, and you're saying that she is not Catalina.
Okay.
That is what we are saying.
So, here is the fun part, and, you know, no one's going to like to hear this. I think maybe including the DM. Birth certificates do not exist, and neither does DNA. There is literally no way to know for sure. But what you have the choice of is, do you want that Catalina to be the real Catalina? Or do you want the Catalina that showed up with us, people that have helped you out recently, to be the real Catalina? Because you have to pick one or the other.
Well, if I have to choose one or the other, definitely the latter.
Because if she has more swords, she is the real Catalina, and nothing else makes her the real Catalina.
Fair enough. So, do I get to meet this real Catalina?
In fact, you do. May I present?
Are we in the middle of the tavern right now?
You're off to a side, not like middle.
Would you like us to retreat to somewhere more private than you can get her?
Yeah.
I think that might be the best situation right now. Just, you know, we have to be careful.
So as Cormac tries to pipe up, well, in fact, Magdalena just pushes him aside. Can we go somewhere more private? So she takes you into the back. All right, do you need to go call for her or something? Like, does one of you need to go? Like, you're in like a small, like little tavern, like a room, like with a table and chairs. It's private.
Does she not notice the random extra woman that came with us?
She wouldn't know how many, you know.
Well, she's also never met the whole group as a whole.
You did say the four of us, and five people came with her.
Yeah.
I am. And this is, what was it, my squire Patsy? She's currently holding two coconuts. It explains itself when she's here.
Very nice to meet you, Patsy.
No, so we're in the back room. No.
I think one of us, like, nods to her to take off the bracer.
That would be me. I am Catalina. And she takes off the bracelet and the facade drops.
Rightful Duchess of the throne of Oretrios.
Yeah, I'm not the fake Alina, as Magdalena calls her.
It's a good name. It keeps us from saying fake Catalina all the time.
I mean, I agree, but also, you know, I hope to be just Catalina, that we don't have to have nicknames for me.
You don't have a nickname. You're Catalina. She's fake Alina. She has a nickname. You have the regular name.
This is confusing. Yes, it's...
We could call you Real Alina.
Please don't.
You want the nickname? Is that what you're trying to say now?
You already gave me a nickname. You don't get to give me two.
I know.
Her nickname is Duchess because she's the rightful Duchess of the throne.
Well, that's not the nickname, it's the title, but...
She high-fives Nelstroy.
Well, so this does change things, I think, because if this was the real fake, the one sitting on the throne, the one with the most swords, so that would be the... If this is the one who has been here for 2 years, she would probably be having a lot of guards killing us right now.
Correct.
So we're going to have this Catalina.
The real one?
Yes, well, I mean, according to your friend, the real one is the one on the throne because she has more swords. That's where this gets confusing. The one here with us presently, we're going to have her go in, kill Magnus, and say that she is ruler of the Gravediggers now.
I don't necessarily think we need to murder Magnus so much as we need to aggressively convince Magnus that he must follow us, which I believe that our Catalina can do, which might also prove to you that she is someone worthy of following.
Exactly. What we are going to do is I have picked up some magic and we are going to offer Magnus the option to join us peacefully. And if not, we will curse him.
Cormac nods in agreement.
Okay, quick thing though. If we're going to curse somebody, can we make sure it doesn't, like, explode all of the catacombs under the city, like the last curse that happened and turned people into werewolves?
Is that how we got the werewolves?
I mean, they showed up after a giant green fiery magical explosion at the town center.
I believe this will be red fiery magic, which does not turn people into werewolves, unless everyone I have burnt is now a werewolf.
This is why you should keep accurate statistics of who you burn with red fire.
Sorry, I'm playing coy. I know every single person I have burned, none of them are werewolves. Many of them were in fact children who learned lessons but did not become werewolves.
That is alarming. Yeah, he does this all the time. He threatens a lot of people about burning them constantly and saying, "Don't be greedy! Babushka will come and eat your soul!" Just like kind of constantly.
It's literally what happened to me. So yeah, it's a good message to give people.
But no, we're not going to create werewolves, though I am a little perturbed about who did do that.
Yeah, I mean,
we can circle back to that at a later date, but
yeah.
There's also an extremely large tactical advantage of werewolves. So, I mean,
yeah, you did turn that into a tactical advantage after only 2 years of them attacking caravan, so I guess it's a win-win.
That's what I'm saying. We honestly, having a handful more werewolves, not a bad thing.
To be fair, I don't want to force people against their will to be werewolves. You know, it seems kind of like something nobles would do, and just be like, you're a werewolf now.
That is not our intention. As Catalina said, we are going to give Magnus a choice.
Yostori looks down at his list that he keeps with him. The first one is make more werewolves, and he just scratches that out.
Yeah, that was never our intention to make more werewolves. That's a stupid idea. It's a dumb, really dumb idea to make more werewolves. We're not doing that.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's a bad idea. I'm saying it's a bad idea to...
He gets back out his list. Make more werewolves? Question mark. Okay, well, we're tabling it.
It's bad to force people to be werewolves against their will.
Yes, obviously. That's not our plan.
Ask people to be werewolves goes on the list. Burn and bite? Question mark.
So, what are you asking me for, then? Like, obviously, we want to work with you guys. If you guys take over the Gravediggers Guild, that would be good. I presume you're not like sociopaths that are just going to make it worse. So I'm trusting you on that. I think it'll be better if you run the Gravediggers Guild. It's hard for it to be worse, though, I will say.
It'll be better for you. It'll be better for you, for sure.
Right? They kind of hate us and want us dead, so.
From you, we need a small force to come with us, ensure success in overtaking the Gravediggers Guild and your willingness to ally with them once Catalina is installed.
How many is a small force?
Let's say a very conservative 10,000. Is that like all of your people? Half of your people?
She just...
300% of your people?
She just looks at you like she just stares you down.
I'm eyeballing first. I figured that would make more sense than lowballing and being like, one. Sorry, I meant two. So you could definitely do like a 420.
How many people do you want to go and attack the Gravediggers? Not 10,000. That is not the real number you are asking for. That is trying to figure out how many troops we have.
Is this for, Magdalena turns to, like, the rest of the group. Is this for the group that is sneaking in, or the, hopefully, or, like, a distraction?
I think that entirely depends, like, honestly, it depends on how many people we have. If a distraction on top of us sneaking in is possible, I do not believe that's a bad idea. But if only the only force we have available to us is 50 guys, then no, like, we'll just take three, call them, you know, prisoners from the you know, the Duke's Rebellion, here to beg for mercy and a ceasefire, and then, you know, we move on. I guess it wouldn't be a ceasefire, it'd be like a cease sword, an armistice.
So here's the problem, is Zach does not know how numbers work for warfare.
Well, let me ask you this, Zach. Is a distraction remotely necessary, or is this like putting a hat on a hat?
You can have a distraction and it will give you...
like advantages to our sneaking in.
Yeah, it will make things easier.
Okay, that's, yeah. So we can roll now to see if we can get like one distraction, two distractions, or no distractions along with our force, sneaky force, to go in with us.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Sneaky force needs to be like 2 to 3 people at most. The if we can also get like half the city to riot at the, you know, front gate of the Gravediggers, that's not a bad deal either.
Yeah, we won't dictate like number of distraction people. It'll just be like distraction force.
Right. Like
ambiguous force. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Yeah. Make your rolls and I will give you information and agreements depending on how you roll. Cool. Nostra, you're the one rolling this.
That's fair.
Can any of us help him? We just have to donate hero points.
Every hero, you can, one person can donate a hero point, and that'll give him 3 extra dice. He's also able to spend 1 hero point of his own to do it. You cannot use your give roll, Cody.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I will donate a hero point.
Good, because I'm very low on hero points.
Yeah, I have 2 right now, so I can lose one.
All right, so Cody, you're doing your first convince roll of this session, so you get 1 die for that. You get 3 dice for Caitlin or Cormac helping you out.
So, okay, it's convince. It's the first time I'm doing convince. I'm going to say I'm using wits, and then I get 3 dice for Cormac. And that's a lot of dice. I rolled bad. It's a lot of ones.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Do you have rank 3 in anything?
I got 3 successes.
No, like in your traits or skills, do you have rank 3?
That's only, I think that's just the skills, right?
Do you have any skills? Is your convinced skill rank 3?
No, my convinced skill is a 1.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you got,
but I got 3 successes.
Okay.
That could have been worse.
It could have, yeah.
All right, so in the perfect world, we have 10,000 soldiers. You can have them all. What do you want us to do? If you could have anything you wanted, how do you want this to go? So this is you listing what you want, and I will tell you...
what she's able to do.
Yes, with... and something you want is just to have a more accurate representation of her troops, and that can be one of your, like, 6... you have 3 successes to send on asking questions / asking favors, Cody.
I gotcha. The ideal world here would be you send, I don't know, you call it 3 of, you know, leadership / best fighters you have with us. We come in, we say, hey, we have people here to surrender and beg your mercy. You let us walk in for, call it 15 minutes. Whatever guards are with us, we subdue. At the same time, a large force just starts attacking the Gravediggers en masse. Creates pandemonium, all the Gravediggers rush to the front to try to handle that. We've already been let in, we sneak down, find Magnus, curse or not curse Magnus, and then, you know, yay, we won. That is the plan.
All right, we can do that. We will give you, do you want 2 or 3? You get 2. I'm not giving you 3. Just because I don't want to have to be 3 people.
Okay.
Fair.
I want at least 5 discreet voices.
Different ages, genders, ethnicities.
Cool. I'm counting. I will do that. I'm counting all of you guys as different ages, genders. You all count as one of the voices, though, in the group. So then I have to just have 1 voice that's different than the 4 of you.
There we go.
So I will send 2 guys with you. Is that enough, since there are going to be the 5 of you, and at a certain point it's going to become untenable to sneak with so many people?
Fine. Sure.
And then we will create a distraction on the outside to pull as many Gravediggers as we can out of the tunnels. We'll see how well we do, but we are good at making distractions. We might not be the largest faction in the city, but we make do with what we have.
Well, and you are very flashy, so, you know.
We are.
You put on a show, bring them out.
We can do that.
Okay, and are all of us going in at the sneaking at the same time, or do we want some of us out at the front gate to help with the pandemonium?
Well, I mean, honestly, that's not the worst idea I've ever heard, you know, but sort of, I'm iffy on that.
Because I think I might not be the best one for sneaking. I think I might be better served out at the distraction out front.
I mean, I'm not going to say no to a cultural exchange program.
That does put skin in the game for us a little bit, and also, yeah, I mean, Sigurdrod will, you know...
Sigurbosh Hansen.
You know, it tends to attract dramatic conflict, so, you know.
And if I'm being honest, the thought of a big battle with the Grave Diggers actually sounds like a lot of fun.
So, is it just going to be you, Sigurdr, or do you want two of you to come? Out of game, do you guys want to split up into pairs? Because I feel like that works better.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Okay.
I think sending two and two makes sense to me. So I will join up with Sigurdr, and we shall join up with the Duke's Rebellion.
Who's going to then keep me safe, though?
Cormac.
That'd be Cormac O'Rourke. You may have heard of him.
Should it, but yes.
Nyostre kind of looks between Cormac and Magdalena, then back at Magdalena, then back at Cormac, and is like,
can we have three guys?
As Magdalena says, like, I'll join you guys outside, you just see Adriana go, oh, thank the prophet. I got the good ones.
Nyozi, you have fire.
I'm very frail. I lost it recently. I got very scared.
Well, you're not going.
Can't you have me?
Yeah, you have Cormac. You have fire, and you're not going into the Jardindios.
Well, if I need someone to flirt them to death.
Also, you have me.
Excuse you, I could use a sword just better than you. Better than a lot of people.
Just to be clear, Cormac.
I'm sure you could use a sword better than me. I don't have one.
Just to be clear, Cormac, we're talking about the metal kind of sword, not any other kind of sword.
Cormac blushes.
Stop it. Stop. 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 Stop it. Stop it. Anyone talk. Don't do this to me.
We'll be fine. And Catalina's a good fighter in her own right. We'll be more than fine.
I've been training with Sigurdr for, like, what, 3 years now? Or felt like 5 years of training.
I thought that...
Just so much training.
I thought that we left and she was like 11 and now she's 16. I thought it was 5 years.
No, it was... Oh. You left when she was like 16 and now she's 19.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that was a change. I think we were originally... She was going to be younger and it was going to be longer. But we shortened our boat trip and
pre-game
aged her
time.
Up a little bit. Yeah.
Right. And there was a few other things I talked with people where, like, they wanted plot lines to go, and I'm like, it doesn't make sense for you to be, like, for certain things to happen with ages, so.
Yeah, because Cormac was young when he was hired, and it doesn't really make sense to hire somebody, like, younger than 18 to be your guard.
Yostre gets back out his list and writes, get 3 years of birthday presents. Get Cormac and Magdalena to fight. See who's better. Cormac, or like Mac, or Nyostroy's like getting out measuring tape and like measuring biceps. Like,
would you get off?
Now I'm curious. Like, I'm actually kind of. Have you two ever fought each other? Or like just.
I'm you sure know. We've sparred at some point. We've been busy for 3 years, though.
It's worth readdressing, you know. I'm just curious, you know, which one of you would win.
Well, we can worry about that after the Gravediggers.
Have I let you down?
Yeah, so you guys good? You guys seem
we're good,
very
thanks.
Worried. I'm a little worried about this plan now. I was trusting you guys, and all of a sudden, it just kind of all fell apart in front of me. It's a little worrisome, if I'm being frank.
No, you know, Nosy is just what would you say? He is dramatic.
I got that. You know, it's the whole like. Telling me a show story by burning into the wood of the floor with fire.
And eccentric.
See, exactly. He's going to throw a fuss about anything because he is dramatic.
The floor looks better now, okay? The floor looks pretty good.
I didn't say it looked bad. I just said you're dramatic.
It's not an untrue thing.
All right, we're going to need a few days to drum up resources and plan this because we are going to be a distraction and we can't afford to do things halfway. That's how we get caught and killed. So we are going to need, let's say, 4 days to get this ready. Will you guys be ready in that amount of time?
Yes.
All right. She gives you a way to contact her. This is how you can get in touch with us. How do we contact you?
Cormac pulls out his razor and types in her number.
I imagine also like a straight razor, though. You just like carve your number into a straight razor and hand it to her.
I like the idea of being like, oh, I want to get out a cell phone. Like, get out a cell phone from 20 years ago.
Have you heard of the La Rosa Dolce?
Is that that new bakery over east?
See, you can find us there.
Alrighty, if we will be in touch. I think that went very well.
I do too. Except for Nostroy undercutting me.
Nostroy just goes, look, I'm sorry, I was expecting to have two people there and now there's only... Well, I guess I was expecting to have three other people and now there's one other people and I got afraid.
I'm still here. I'm going to be here. I know how to hold a sword.
But I'm going to guess that Nozis and Cormac are going to keep you mostly out of the fight. As much as they possibly can, because you are kind of like the one we have to keep safe.
I will not take unnecessary risks, as you have told me I should not do.
I appreciate that, Katita.
I will be careful, but I am also not going to let Nosy just die. Sorry, I don't know why I said Nosy. I'm not going to let Nostroy just die.
Ah, Nosy!
Nostroy.
I am rubbing off on you.
I am so sorry. I will defend you more now. To as penance. And I promise next time Friar Lewis gets going on one of his sermons, I will make up an excuse for you to get out of there and take the hit for you.
You should listen to his sermons. They're good sermons. Like, yeah. There is a moral lesson to be learned from his sermons. You should listen. They're good for you. They enrich the soul, all this, you know. He's a good guy!
Oh, the prophet provides! I mean, he is a good guy. I like Friar Lewis. He is a very nice man.
And also, we're kind of going to make his life miserable for a long time. Where are we going to put him? Whoa, I did not think about him coming with us and what he'll look like.
He's going to be wearing the bracelet.
He's going to be disguised.
Yeah, but he's going to have to be with us the whole time with people. It's fine, we'll figure it out.
He'll just look like a normal guy that we're bringing along.
A big normal guy, but a normal guy. Maybe we retcon it so that say that he's like 6 feet tall and call it a day, you know?
So that is something I am a little unclear about of how we are accomplishing our plan. Our plan is still to replace Magnus with Friar Lewis, but how do we do that with the people that the Duke's Rebellion is sending with you? Won't they see exactly what happens there?
No, we're going to keep them in the back, and I think we'll sort of get separated, I imagine. Maybe
see, this
Ori
is,
will stay with the two in the back.
This is where the flirting is good, Nostroy.
That's true.
Cormac can distract them with his flirting.
Not a bad point.
Sure, if we think that will help.
Well, or do you just use them as, like, the people who are watching your backs?
Right, and then we get cut off for just a second, and you go in, murder Magnus, and then we bust in and see you cursing him.
I think we should try to have Friar Lewis look like Magnus after we ambush him and then throw Friar Lewis into like a hallway or something so some gravediggers can see what we do.
Ah, fair.
Because
make
I don't
a spectacle.
Right. I think it is a bad idea to just be like, this is Magnus. He's a squid monster now. That seems a little suspect, especially when Friar Lewis is still going to be Friar Lewis, I think. I think he's going to start preaching pretty quickly afterwards. And pretend probably that Magnus found the prophet? Just a hunch?
Here's the question I wonder... I'm very curious to test the limits of the bracelet's powers. Can you... And maybe you have already tested this, Catalina. Can you slowly shift your appearance, like, seamlessly? Or is it, like, instantaneous? Like, could you, like, slowly change, like, a feature about yourself over a long period of time?
It's based on your imagination, right?
Yes, so...
So you could imagine yourself part way.
Yes.
And then
so
imagine
what,
yourself 50%, and then imagine yourself 75%.
Yeah, the way it works is that you instantly change. However, you can, like, instantly change to look like you're slowly changing.
You could instantly change to different increments. It would take concentration. I think Friar Luce should maybe practice with it.
Yeah, I think what might be a good thing for him to do is he starts off looking like Magnus. Then, once he is cursed, then he slowly changes into looking like a Magnus that has been cursed into the same affliction that he has himself. and then over a longer period of time slowly change into what he actually looks like to where he doesn't need the bracer anymore.
I like that. Convincing. I
mean, that works. All right. You guys are able to make it back to the Sweet Rose. Is there anything you guys would like to do in preparation before this goes out, before you guys go on your raid or distraction runs?
Sigrithr is sharpening her axe.
I was going to say, Friar Luz, get in front of that mirror. We're going to practice.
Neostroy goes with and like makes flashes of like fire and stuff to accompany the transformation.
Nice.
To try to make it extra convincing.
I like it.
Oh no, I have been cursed. But maybe the light of the prophet can save me.
Neostroy just slaps him. You don't believe in the prophet for like a year. Like a year, no prophet. You believe only in death.
But maybe the light of death can... No, that sounds like I'm going to kill myself.
No, none of that either.
No, I don't want to.
You just need to pretend to be smug and evil.
And all right. It's hard. But I believe in your acting abilities.
I like to kick dogs.
Perfect. You nailed it. Just talk about kicking dogs all of the time.
And if there is a baby with candy, I will eat the candy and the baby.
Don't.
Am I doing all right?
Taking candy from a baby can't be a good idea. Baby should not eat that much candy. It will spoil them. But don't then eat the baby. That's too far. Back it up a little bit.
So you guys continue coaching Friar Luz, who doesn't really have a mean bone in his body, about how to properly be evil. Magdalena, are you doing anything?
Similar to Sigrithr, she is just kind of like gathering her stuff to fight.
Oh, so something I never did test, and this is something we can say that I tested on our way back from the Hardindios. At some point, she tested one of her runes that she had pre-stored in her bag. Do they still work?
They do not.
Okay, they've all been sapped?
Drained.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, then she'll spend time preparing a bunch of new runes.
All right, you guys spend your time preparing for the upcoming adventures. Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Kestiel. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.